This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
I'm not no millionaire, and I'll admit to that. I don't come in the club to buy all the drinks, and I call it that.
Original Dodger.
I'm not no millionaire.
Da Vinci.
But I could bet you that.
Money Man for
when I show up and go in hard, and I'm not coming back.
Girls wanna be what I call mine. Got them catching a wave when I walk by. The teacher, no blackboard in sight, but I pick up a mic and leave chalk lines. I got them baffled when I talk grime. Like, how can she ring the call guy? MC's trying to find the blueprints. Gordon Ramsay could have sourced mine. I'm content and in charge now. I can stand with the rich and still laugh loud. Cause she knows my love is ecstasy, and just a sign of your mouth will make her pass out. I don't own venues or bars, no. But I made the same money off bars, though. I'm sick of them acting like barcodes. So she, so I start like.
And I'll admit to that. I don't come in the club to buy all the drinks, and I cool like that. I'm not no millionaire, but I could bet you that when I show up, I'm going hard and I'm not holding back.
Doing too much, nobody cares. Ain't got a front like some millionaire. Doing too much, nobody cares. Ain't got a front like some millionaire.
Why list every place I could take her? Why? It's more fun than the places she'll take me. In the car, we started a chapter. In the bedroom, this must be page three. Now they wanna meet who made me. I started paying mum back when I was 18.
Trust.
Cause I bet a lot on my success. And back then, only my mother raised me. Cause this game is just poker. You know, so everybody but still a loner. Your bragging rights got you acting like a clown. I'm just cool being a joker. You can have 10 times what I saved up. I guarantee we'll get the same love. Trust. Me and him, nah, we ain't the same love. That's when I start by saying.
And I'll admit to that, yeah. I don't come in the club to buy all the drinks, and I cool like that.
Not cool like
I'm
that.
Not no millionaire, no. But I could bet you that, yeah. When I show up, I'm going hard, and I'm not holding back.
Just tell me where and when, and I'll make sure I'm on time. She ain't gotta pay for nothing, even though she tries. This moment can last forever, so I'm taking time. No
time.
I told you one more time, even though I told you twice.
I'm not no millionaire. And I'll admit to that. I don't come in the club to buy all the drinks, I'm not cool like that. I'm not no millionaire, but I could bet you that when I show up, I'm going hard and I'm not holding back.
Oh,
I'm not no millionaire,
ain't got no.
And I'll admit to that.
Ain't got no.
I don't come in the club to buy all the drinks,
some.
I'm not cool like that.
Do you, you?
I'm not no millionaire,
ain't got no.
But I could bet you that,
ain't got no.
When I show up, I'm going hard and I'm not holding back.
Doing too much,
hey.
Nobody cares.
It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Sans Payne.
Without the pain.
Just no Sylvester pain. Incorporated today.
It's just Sylvester Incorporated with the usual sus beezies. My man on my right.
I have one non-working earphone, guys.
What,
just
one is,
saying.
One is not working.
I've either gone deaf in one ear or the right headphone's not working.
My headphones are like really loud.
Okay, I turned it up for Reese. But it's Reese, by the way. We didn't just came in with a headphone.
Hi, guys.
I tried to introduce you, but you just came in with a problem.
He did what you do normally, Harley, actually.
Why would I have come in with a problem, though, guys?
Because we are the Hump Day Helpers, and it's Wednesday.
It is.
So what we do is solve your fatting problems, guys.
Yeah.
So get your queries in, get your hump day help in. You can email us at hump@fubarradio.com or you can tweet to us at fubarradio.
Mm.
So where is Mr. Michael Payne today?
He's doing a bit of modelling, isn't he?
Doing a bit of modelling.
Yeah.
Doing a bit of modelling, is he?
I'm not fucking I'm not dropping EPs, am I?
Isn't it? He's taking your.
Oh, yeah. Job.
Can't believe it.
I got a couple of modelling things through for today, though, last minute, yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine if I dropped that bombshell as well? Sorry, guys, also got to do some modelling. It's just you two.
Well, I'll just have to have, like, scoured, you know. I get these emails from, have you heard of Spotlight?
Yes.
And they're kind of, you have kind of, as an actor, you kind of have to be on it, but they send you emails about 12 times a day with the most pointless audition casting calls ever. It's like to play like the fourth ballerina in like a show in like Stoke-on-Trent.
You didn't get that one, did you?
I didn't.
I knew it.
But if you dropped out for a modeling job and just that Michael had dropped out for this modeling job, I'd have to have gone
to one of those.
It would be last minute, but I think I would have pulled it off, maybe.
Definitely.
What would have happened here, though? What would have been happening right now?
Well, what I was thinking, you know, Hannah Witten's probably done this show, her show, for what? How long would you say?
God, nearly a year, I think. Yeah.
Nearly a year?
Probably nearly a year, maybe over a year.
Well, before that, she'd done about 800 best of shows, it felt like. I feel like we've never done a best of show.
No, we have done a best of show. Maybe over Christmas.
Once. Over okay. Christmas, but I was about
yeah,
to
but
say.
Yeah, but I feel like that's because no one's in over Christmas.
Yeah, but no, but if you think about it, the way I see it on this show, it's every show is a best show.
That's true. Well, then there would have been, you know, that we've done, how long, when did we start? In September 2015?
God, did we?
I didn't start till November.
Well, this show has nearly been on for 2 years.
Right, so what are you saying? Just want to pop a best of and go home?
Yeah.
No.
No, we pop a best of.
When
go
you
down.
Cash in one of them days holiday at work, just when it's sunny so you can have the rest of the day off.
That would only work if we did that and then we just had cardboard cutouts of us in here so anyone that comes in just thinks that we're like talking. Plus we have a guest coming in, don't we? So we can't really just pop
he's
out
never, He's
bit.
Never met me. He might not notice if I was a cardboard. I might be a cardboard cutout.
Who's coming in?
We have African Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another reason why I was slightly nervous about doing the show without Michael, because, you know, he's a very good interviewer.
And he's encyclopedic and about music, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, especially in the urban world, which I am not.
But I have verbal diarrhea, so any awkward silences, I just tend to spew shit and fill them anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Facts.
It doesn't really have to be sensical. It could be nonsensical. It could be anything, any kind of jargon.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I hadn't heard of said boy.
Said
before.
Boy. Well, he's coming in to talk about Meltdown Festival.
But I did search. I did look him up.
Okay.
An interesting song about shopping supermarkets.
Yeah, yes. Shopping. Yep.
That's shopping. Was. Exactly what he was
One
doing.
One day I went to Lidl.
Got caught shopping
in Lidl.
Well, he got caught. He didn't do it again, did he?
No, he never went back. So he went to Asda and did it there instead.
No, but he's coming in to talk about Meltdown Festival, which is
Meltdown
happening on
Fest
South
being
Bank.
Curated by MIA.
Yeah.
I hear. Good. Which is very cool.
I'm not saying steal, I'm not justifying shoplifting, but
oh God.
You've seen the photo we tweeted of African Boy. It seems that shoplifting might have earned him a penny or two. He's looking quite...
Is he looking alright?
Yeah.
Has he got some chains around his neck or something?
Oh yeah, there he is. Smart.
I've never seen that attire in Lidl, but you know.
Well, why would you shoplift in Lidl? It's pretty much free.
No, they do some. I mean, I don't shoplift in Lidl, but no. I'm a big fan of Lidl. Have you ever been in one, Harley?
Have I been in a Lidl?
Yeah.
Who do you think I am?
You get things dry cleaned. You get your pants dry cleaned. Yeah. I know who
I've
you
just
are.
Been into just a say Lidl. That. Like I shop at Lidl regularly.
I mean, I don't have a Lidl near me, so I don't shop there.
Because he's above that.
Exactly. Get your driver to take you there, your chauffeur.
My chauffeur?
Yeah.
He'll never go to those parts of London to shop in a bloody Lidl.
You just go straight Howard's Food Hall, don't you?
No, Whole Foods only.
Oh, rah. That's nice there. I wish I could shop there.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's pretty good.
Aldi and Iceland are actually nine.
That's what I'm saying.
Farm Foods, Jack Fortin's.
Well, I don't know what
B&M bargains, home bargains.
This is northern places.
No, these are places where you get all your bargains from.
Yeah, I don't often shop in Lidl, but I have done. And it's great. It's pretty much the same stuff. It's just like five times as cheap.
Okay. No, it's very good. What a good advert there for Lidl. Today's show was brought to you by Lidl.
And the snacks in Lidl, that you know, you get Snickers bars, it would be called things like O. Henry's. You know what I mean? So
don't knock the O. Henry, thank you. I brought some O. Henry's, didn't I? I brought you back sweeties today.
Yeah, I'm just about to eat one of these Bigfoot sweeties.
I went to Canada and brought you back some sweets.
How was Canada?
Amazing.
Yeah, what did you do?
Went Niagara. Which was fun. Got wet.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
What, at Niagara or?
Oi, oi.
At Niagara and in Montreal.
Oh.
In Montreal?
Raining. Yeah. It's raining, like pouring down.
Who's Montreal?
I can't say. It's good though.
How long were you there for?
Nine days.
Nice. Did you see our ex-producer, Adam?
I did go and hang out with him in Toronto.
How was he?
He took me down a Rounders game, which they call baseball, but.
Oh, yeah. But it's big over there, Rounders, isn't
it's
it?
It's
yeah, it's
huge.
Weird that.
Yeah.
Shout out Blue Jays.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. They play Texas somewhere.
Oh, is that a team?
Yeah.
The Blue Jay batters?
Just the Blue Jays.
It's the Blue Jay hitters.
He runs around singing happy birthday to people in his little suit.
The Blue Jay?
The Blue Adam. Adam, where he works at the Blue Jays, I should say, sorry.
What does he do now?
He's a meet and greeter.
Huh?
He's a meet and greeter at the Blue Jays. So he goes and like socializes with people, sings happy birthday to them and does stuff.
Seems like a really chill job.
It's very chill. I got a foam finger.
A what?
Foam finger.
I thought you said a phone finger. I thought you said a firm finger.
No, I did not say I got...
You got a firm finger.
You have to have a firm finger to be in a foam finger. So in a sense, you're right. You know, a big foam finger thing.
A big firm finger thing.
Foam finger.
Wow.
Do you know what they are?
I do, yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. So that's
it's
good.
When you're in bed with a... and you're about to, you know, but before
you
that...
You foam up a bit to kind
Yeah, you've not, like, fully washed the soap off your
right,
hands from
right.
when you...
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, one of those. So they do that a lot of the baseball games, have foam fingers. So that was fun.
Uh-huh. Anything else to report back?
There are a lot of good music. I mean, mm-hmm. mainly people from here. So when I was there, XX was there. Mm-hmm. Nick Cave, Franz Ferdinand, Michael Kiwanuka.
Nick Cave's not from here.
No, he's Australian. But they do have a very good music scene there and a very good kind of local music scene as well. Lots of live music there. So I checked a lot of that out.
So you're specific, mainly in Toronto?
No, Montreal, and then took a train to Toronto for a couple of days.
Oh, cute.
Went out with Adam in the old gay village.
In ye old gay village?
Very gay village, and saw some t-shirt in a gay bar, like some chest competitions. Mm. They have a best bum competition as well on a Sunday, but I wasn't there.
Did you partake?
Day. In the best chess, yeah.
Did you win?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it was only men.
It was men only
men,
but
yeah.
you were allowed in because
fine,
you're special.
Yeah. It's fine. If you just, they love a British accent there, or an English accent, I should say. So if you do that, you get in the topless competitions.
And they say if you lie with conviction, then anyone will believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I am a man.
Yeah.
Is what you.
I am a man.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I am a man.
I am a man.
And recently I met a woman with a bit thank you with a beard, so yeah. Why could a man not have breasts? In fact, I've met men with breasts before.
Moobs, they call them.
Moobs, yeah.
Why do they have to be called moobs?
Moobs does sound horrible, doesn't it?
Boobs, moobs, yeah. It's just male boobs.
Would a woman's beard be called a weird?
No, I quite like that. That's good. I'm going to give you a
yay. But I think that would put a bad because yeah put a bad hint on you know
the weird yeah
because it's yeah
call it a what are we
embrace
gonna,
them
a leered
a feared
lady
a feared no that
no,
again
that
doesn't
sounds
work
scared yeah.
feared female
geared girl
geared it's all right
geared
check out my geared
in it
it also sounds like something else a geared
oh
I don't know why it just does.
Well, that's nice. What have you been up to since I've been away? I wasn't here last week. Jacob was looking after the show. Anything happen?
Nothing to report back.
Oh, okay. Good work, Jacob.
Jacob was great. He pitched in a few things here and there. The games were ridiculous, as usual.
Mean,
I'm sure we're going to have some equally as ridiculous games to play today.
Oh, yes, we are, yeah.
Have we got two?
Uh-huh.
Two games?
Of course we have. Nothing changes.
Is one Africa-related?
Or is it boy related? Oh, it's probably related to his.
It's not. It's neither African or boy related.
Is it related to Meltdown?
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay. Got it.
So that was coming up later.
Is it? Is the game describe what it is that's melting?
No, but that's actually we should have gone for that, shouldn't we? If we thought
oh,
about
for
it. We
fuck's went a, sake, Jacob.
No, we went something. I think this is more normal than usual. This
really?
Game, but we'll see when we play it later.
Oh,
we'll find
dear.
Out, won't we?
Well. That sounds great. Well, should we get into a song? And on the other side, we'll be chatting about a woman from Nottinghamshire, who is giving drivers the hairdryer treatment.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
I'm
did a purple stain called King is in Tune. Beside the whistle cat, screaming the hour. Along a frosty road, always in time. I get another ring, making me happy. That'll take me for another ride up in the sky. Oh, heaven, you see her. She knows you, making me happy. Now I'm happy while I'm with you. Got to be heavy, 'cause I am happy when I'm with you. Inside a dream storm, dreaming in an out of style. Upon an 8 o'clock system, dreaming for the other half, so I can get on down. Out in the country feels fine.
Shuggy Otis,
man, like Big Shug.
During that song, Natalie told me something quite terrifying, which was that they did the Twitter poll yesterday, and it was on who you're going to vote
for.
If you're going to vote,
and see if I can find it.
33% said they weren't going to bother voting.
Couldn't be asked. Gone up. Right. So, what do you want to say about that? People should go out and vote, shouldn't they?
Fucking yeah, you should go out and vote. Even you know. Okay, look, I'm not going to sit here and shout down your ear about who you should vote for and why you should vote for them.
Labour, though.
You should vote for Labour, of course. But, you know, if you have your own views, whatnot. But everyone should fucking vote. Because...
Why?
Because you should have a say in what goes on in your country. It's kind of inevitable. You should have to have a part in that.
And Stephen Hawking is voting Labour. So unless you know something Stephen Hawking doesn't, then you should vote Labour.
The smartest man on the planet, some say.
And even a lot of these people are in the top 5% of voting Labour.
Okay, so 41% said yes, Jezza and Jamie forever.
This is on the poll that we said, will it affect the outcome? Will you go and vote?
Okay, so will celeb culture, media hype influence young voters enough to affect it? 27% say nah, still can't be fucked.
That's high, isn't it?
That is high. 10% said 100% liar liar is a tune.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that's the Theresa May?
It's been banned apparently by the radios.
It's kind of been banned. Most radio stations, apart from here, because we are unregulated by Ofcom, so we cannot play a song because they have to be impartial to all parties. And in fact, if they're not, then that's when you get sued for it if you show a political bias. So a song that is slagging off a politician could not be played in any other station apart from this one. And the guy who did it came in earlier this morning's show.
Wonderful.
So.
Good.
Anyway, so that's that.
And then 22% said, shit, I forgot to register.
That's bad as well.
Which is also bad.
Mm.
22% of people forgot. It's been mentioned every single day.
Okay, so as well, I was discussing this earlier, you know, a lot of, you know, Twitter users and social media users, we're probably gonna average out that they're gonna be the younger generation who are gonna want Labour probably to be in power. And 22% of that's a fifth of this poll. If that's a fifth in if we're going by scale, and a fifth of the young population, for example, forgot to register. Mm. You know.
That's fine. Well, and if you have registered, then
you should go out and vote. You should vote for Labour.
I voted already.
Did you?
Yeah. Postal.
Postal vote.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to just see all of these polling stations just full of...
Pulling? Do you say pulling stations?
No, yeah, that 100% said pulling station. Yeah, I can't wait to these gypsy grabbing stations.
Don't say gypsy...
Have you never seen the programme?
No, I have actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called, a pulling station on the show?
No, they're grabbing, don't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding, the TV show.
Yeah. But yeah, go to a polling station and just see the youths that have turned out, because I think this year is going to be... Because it's actually became quite cool, quite popular to be interested in politics this year. It's everyone's favourite artists and, you know, like just musicians, TV actors, and just everyone's just pushed it a lot harder this year. And they were saying, even like John Prescott was saying, 10,000 people turned out to see Jeremy Corbyn in Gateshead. They've never had a crowd, no one's ever had a crowd like that before for a... So, yeah.
So, go and vote.
Get involved.
You still get somewhat, what's the word? Disillusioned in a way. Us kind of, because we only spend our time really with like-minded people. So, again, for a while, I was like, because all I see on social media and talk about politics with certain people. And, you know, obviously everyone's Labour and blah, blah, blah. And you get so disillusioned that, like, obviously everyone's going to vote for Labour. Then you forget that we're actually in a very small little bubble of like-minded creative people.
Same with Brexit. We all assumed that we would be staying.
Well, exactly. I come from a small mining town where a lot of people have the complete opposite views to us. And this is one that I found on Facebook earlier, this guy I've got. He posted, "I'm voting for Theresa May as Prime Minister." And then in the comment, he put, "Money talks. I'm doing okay. And as long as I am, I'm not interested in the rest. They're as bad as each other. But I can't put my vote on some foreign-loving pussy. But I'll leave it at that, and that's my choice."
Is that a real...
That's a real thing, yeah. That was a screen grab that off my Facebook earlier today.
Wow. Ashton Hennessy.
He's put it in the public domain.
Yeah,
I mean, he's put it out into the world.
It's public domain. Yeah.
And the reason that I didn't say his name though, because I mean, his nickname's Duke, and he's fucking massive.
Okay, where is he?
He's probably going to crush my school now. To be fair,
Is he near you? So yeah, he can't get him.
He went to school with him.
Oh, okay.
It's just these fucking. So many people get so bloody confused, like by these fucking tabloids everywhere, just telling them loads of shit. And it's just like, it really makes me unhappy. But what are you going to do?
What is life?
Well, what might cheer you up is, Reese was talking about where he lives, and he found a news story, which I think he'd like to...
So you can read this on.
So, you know, I've always got like little stories about my hometown. It's very... little stories about my hometown. It's very, you know, eccentric. It's very out there. In fact, the other day alone, I saw an old man get a parrot in a headlock and start on a bollard. No word of a lie, that actually had a real parrot, got a parrot in a headlock, spat on the floor, started on a bollard. Anyway,
it's true.
On the news the other day on BBC, a woman from Hucknall has taken to slowing down speeding drivers by waving a hairdryer at them, pretending it's a speed gun. Jean Brooke, am I allowed to say where she lives? Is that on the news?
It's not her actual address, is it? Number 42.
Yeah, Jean Brooke of St Mary's Way.
Yeah.
That estate itself's quite out there. Let's go with that. And she's not one to sit in the shadows, let's be honest. We've got a clip, actually.
Did you ever listen to it?
When you've got cars and bikes going meow, 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 all up and down the road, it had to stop. And children now are safe.
Mm-hmm.
quite simply by picking up one of those and going like that. I have never seen so many people's brake lights go on, and all it is a hairdryer. If they don't like it, that's tough. I live here. My friends live here. My friends' children live here. And if we can't be safe in our own streets, how the hell are we going to be safe in the world?
Aww,
can we tweet
her.
The link to the video as well?
Yeah, we can do.
Very good. I like you, Jean Brooks. I like your style.
And I think if you are local, you should go down to Jean's house on St Mary's Way. She's turned a front garden into a little cafe and a jumble sale with all proceeds going to charity. Yeah, it's because of the viral success. So everyone get down to Jean Brooks' house for a tea or coffee.
Very good. I like that a lot. From Hucknall, I hear you say Hucknall a lot.
Hucknall, exactly. Lucy and it's a nice little community, do you know what I mean? Like, and everyone's together.
I think we should do the show. I said this to Reese yesterday, that I feel like we should, 1 week, we should do a Payne Sylvester from The Ends. What, The Ends?
Yeah.
From
not,
The from Ends?
From Nottingham.
From Hucknall. Yeah. From Hucknall.
Okay.
That would be interesting for us. I've never been there before to Nottingham. You obviously have been on tour there, I imagine, so you've been there numerous times. I haven't we have to get on the tram though, yeah?
Yeah, we have to go. If we did the show live from the tram, that would be...
Can we do the shows like live from my yard?
Yeah, I'm sure we could do. We can set something up. It's summer, isn't it?
How do we do that?
I don't know. You've got quite a big bed as well. We could all probably just like get in and
snuggle.
Yeah, we could snuggle up in bed.
Yeah.
I think I can talk about that because you don't live that far away from me. No. Just get some mics hooked up. Yeah, we'd be fine. Let's do that.
Put the big bag of equipment on Jacob's back. He can...
Looks like a burglar, like swag bag for him. He's running around like a burglar anyway, but that'll be good.
And we can forever now do the show from my house.
Well, no, you didn't say forever, did we? We said...
You just said
it.
Forever.
Yeah, forever, you did.
I didn't say forever. I said like for maybe
a while. It'll be a way more chill environment, you know...
You can get chill here. What do you want to come in pyjamas if you want to?
I normally do.
And do you know what? Harley's got caves. Fubar doesn't have caves.
He's got caves?
He's got caves.
Yeah. I didn't see caves.
Yeah, because I didn't show them to you.
Oh, okay.
He's got
like
three
that,
caves.
Where?
How many caves has Fubar got?
None's currently.
Exactly.
I can go get one.
Hey, we could have three if we did it from Harley's house.
That's true. Yeah. But why have you got caves? You built them yourself?
No.
You just happen to have three caves in your garden.
So my house is a converted shop, and I presume they were once used as storage cellars for their goods,
cigars and/or wine. I'm assuming.
I presume
because my friend used to live in an old cigar shop, and they had two huge caves in their house.
Oh, okay, like a cave, like where cavemen live.
It's been like they've been like. Done nicely now, so they don't look like caves anymore.
Where my friend's actually had two just normal caves in his house.
Right. And what are in your caves?
Nothing currently.
Do you want it? Do you want to get in Harley's cave? Is that what
How does one get in your cave, Harley?
Nothing currently. There was a lot of boxes in there, and you know all the stuff that I had yet to. I was yet to unpack.
But they're outside or inside?
They're outside, but they're covered by something.
Oh, okay. That's your house sounds fun.
It is fun.
And that's why we should do the show from there.
We'll talk about that. Can we do that from within the caves?
That would be quite fun, yeah.
I mean, acoustics might be a bit off.
It will be, but they wouldn't be great in a cave, would they? A bit echoey.
No, it's fine.
I don't know if it'd be fine. It would be a bit like
Did
that.
Did you know ducks' quacks don't echo?
I know that
because you said that to me before.
Well, now you know again.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that during the show.
Should we get into another song while we discuss it a bit further?
Yeah,
right.
Let's
do that.
Sometimes I wanna pack my bags, go China and not come back. Practice the art of defense and attack. Master the tiger, master the cat. Even mantis and rat in the mountain, the shack of a sword in my hand. It's a fact I'm a gnat in the awesomest plan. Traveling the land in a blue black van with my name on. I'm fantastic, another guy that says flame on. Face it, I make the basic, you're basic. A waste of space, how serrated. And I can cut, call that LASIK. I'll bring the war more like Kratos. Sure dangerous, when every step cause craters. Telling me take it to the net, no Lakers. And famous, man I'm trying to be the greatest. Listen brother, you don't wanna step into the lesson. Every second I'm progressing. Definition of a weapon made for selling. Never head and leave you deader than a pheasant. At a wedding with no peppers and a dress. And I ain't messing with your peasant. Tell them if they're forgetting, I'll definitely come to get them. Embedded, they're full of selling. Expect I make a depression. I never needed your blessing to be a legend. I never needed your blessing to be a legend. I make crossbow music. One shot on a promise, I make Cupid. Look sloppy, not sloppy, cause I do this. No hobby, you're dropping the ball, Unix. It's an underdog, the subwoofer. From Loki to Thunder God, I must put that working to stay murky. You ain't doing it right if it ain't hurting. Naturally, I'm flirting with danger, the stranger, the stress. Started at the bottom, now I'm somewhere to the breast. Music is my heart, I feel it thumping in my chest. I'm becoming what I guess about rushing through my quest. What you know about growing under pressure? Sandpit brothers wanna chat about the desert. Me, I go hard, you taste my dust. All your pace, I belong to us. Shout.
Been around the world and I, morning after morning, I hear the calling dawn and I, fighting through the yawning, I wonder why I'm doing this. Them lot shouldn't be doing this. In your hands I'm doing biz. Bless it like a Eucharist. Been around the world and I, morning after morning, I hear the calling dawn and I, fighting through the yawning, I wonder why I'm doing this. Them lot shouldn't be doing this. In your hands I'm doing biz. Bless it like a Eucharist.
I don't ever compete with rappers. Most rappers are lame. But if you wanna talk artistry with me, cool, cool, pull up a seat, bruv. We're like the same. Having said that, at me and mention my handle and two twos, I'm at your brain. This ain't for man them, this ain't for Danes. This is for fam them, this ain't your name. This shit is bonkers, this ain't a game. It kinda is. 10 shots when I'm out on a piss. I was taking a slash at a K-Dot show. Fans shaking my hand, man, it is what it is. You get from this game when you give what you give. We ain't out here holding out for a grip. We ain't out here putting out more lookbooks than good hooks. Are you lacking a pick? I paint when I spit, it's the Dali you dip. I feast when I eat and I'm starving a kid. I only roll with legends. I can't be down with peasants. Avenge with all my venom. Like lucky number 11. I'm taking all my prejudice. From Beijing round to Devon. One thing you need to understand about me, I'm not to be understood. I know you're bench pressing your kinda hood. Check out your Benzo, bro, kinda good. I'm in my rented that I just dented. I got Robin Fenty to charge my electric. Southeast London, I must represent it. Old Tybo E3, can't neglect it. I just want to live grimy. I just want my pounding yam and my banging kicks to keep tidy. Shit, I'm swearing on Shadow's track, man. I can't sponsor, but if it's whack, if it's whack. Now you have to wait till I'm back till then. Feel the vibe is my answer. You're in it with the master blaster.
Ran around the world and I, morning after morning, I hear the calling, doing it now. Fighting through the yawning, and I wonder why I'm doing this. Them, I shouldn't be doing this. In your hands, I'm doing this. Bless it like you can read.
In your ends, I'm doing bits.
That was a nice song.
That sounds rude, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Which end?
That was a nice song, wasn't it?
It's quite jolly nice. Got some problems in, haven't we?
Have we?
Yeah.
We've got a couple.
Is that your nickname for me and Arlo?
Yeah, got some problems in today.
A couple of problems.
Arlo and Reese.
Should we do some problems?
Yeah, do it.
Hold on, 2 seconds. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, all right. Well, if you want to get in touch with the show with some problem, no problem too small, I think we can say here.
Yeah, you could probably tweet us at Fubar Radio, or you could even email us hump@fubarradio.com. Yeah,
that's right, and we will help you out this afternoon. And maybe we'll get African Boy to do
some. We say help.
No, we do help.
We do help.
Okay. If we're gonna, that's what help is now. Apparently, help's changed from when I was younger.
We'll see how we do now. It's from Debs in Manchester.
Manchester.
My fiance wants me to get property of Jeff tattooed on my bum. I love him. Want to make him happy. I'm worried if I don't, that he won't think I'm committed to him and won't go through with the marriage. Do you think italics would make it look classier?
Bold, underline, and italics, I'll say.
I love how she's just kind of like...
Triple threat.
I love how she's kind of just like tailed off, like she's now just definitely going
to
do it.
Yeah, she wasn't sure at first, but she's now talked herself into it. But how to make it classy, I think.
During this...
Cosmic sand, I always say.
I mean, to be honest, if your fiancé, right, thinks you should do that, then I think you should be the one having a think about if you want to...
It's not just Jeff, is it? It's property of
property
Jeff.
You don't want to be in. You're no one's fucking property, Debs.
No.
You're your own fucking woman.
That's right, Harley. Yeah. Absolutely right.
And that's why no one should get married anymore.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I suppose you're right, yeah. Don't get married, guys. Vote, but don't get married. But why on her bum?
Yeah.
Does it mean Debs is the whole of Debs?
Maybe he likes a bit of light reading, jeering, you know, just so he doesn't as fast. So he can.
I think
you mean the bum's his property or Debs?
I think Debs is right. I think it's just all encompassing.
Or maybe just the tattoo.
Maybe just
maybe it's just the tattoo that's his property. Like if he's paid for the ink or whatever then, or if he's paid for it then.
I think that's what he means.
Well, you've got tattoos. Have you got any names tattooed on your bodies?
No.
I mean, I've got Rose. A Rose tattooed on my body. That's someone's name, I suppose.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah.
You've got Rose as well?
We've both got... Oh, we have a
love for Rose.
Yeah.
Would you get someone's name tattooed on your body?
Potentially if it was like a loved one who'd like died or something.
Okay.
No, I still think that's tacky even then.
But that's like the only situation where I might consider it.
What if someone, either a friend or a girlfriend or whatever, was said, I'm going to get a tattoo of your name?
I'd say, babe, you know, I love you. Mm-hmm. But if you even consider even saying that to me ever again, we will be no more.
There's a warning, and I like that. At least you know. But then what if she came in and she said, I've got... I love Harley all down her back, big tattoo.
I'd buy her a motorbike and then leave her. That's what I'd do.
Good, because you've got a very adaptable name. So if you did break up, she could just get a Harley and it'd be like, that's what I meant, the motorbike. Yeah. So it's fine.
Of course, yeah.
I'd just, if she got, I love Reese, I'd just tattoo a G before it and deport her. This is you now, babes.
Greece, I get it. So what do you think Deb should...
I think, you know, like, don't do that. But if you do want to get a tattoo, I think the most you should kind of do is in like a secluded place, maybe get like a J.
That is quite nice actually.
Don't do it.
Just
definitely don't
Or definitely don't do it. It's like, but if it's a situation where you need to compromise, maybe like on your, I don't know, underneath your arm, like kind of on your bicep, maybe get a small J.
Yeah, which is good because if you break up with that person, you'd only have to get people with the initial J, but there's lots of options there rather than just Jeff. If you get a Jeff, exactly, it's not very adaptable.
And
into
also,
something else.
When your statistically favoured marriage fails, then you're going to regret having that anyway.
Yeah.
So,
well, just, yeah.
So basically, you're not going to be together forever. Let's be honest. People live longer than they did before.
Statistically, yeah, true.
Test his commitment. Ask him, I want Deb's mind forever on your forehead.
Well, sometimes
see what he says.
Johnny Depp, he used to go up with Winona Ryder. You must know this story. And so he had Winona forever on tattooed on his arm or something. And then they obviously broke up, and so he had it removed. So now it says Wino forever. So he's got the tattoo saying that.
Well, you seen that one of that guy who's got Lauren tattooed on his wrist, and then he split up with him, and he's just tattooed Ralph above it and had the picture on.
That's good. Well, I think we've helped Debs. Let's move on to...
Do you think these people who get, like, the tattoos of their partners genuinely think they're going to be together forever?
I mean, they obviously do. That's why they get it done.
It's
but
just
it's
so
anything,
funny.
It's a bit, like... I don't know why and you then
imagine
having yourself.
Imagine just having the name Jeff tattooed on you anyway.
On your bum as
but
well.
But never mind property of and the, on your bum.
On your bum.
I think that's the biggest issue here, is the fact he wants you to write property.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was something more like Carlos or you know, something a bit more... You know, Romeo or something.
You're taking the name, we're taking property. Gallows. Get off property for, and also Jeff. There's property of Jeff.
Yeah. His name's Jeff. You don't want Jeff tattooed on you. Not even the good way of spelling Jeff, just J E F F. Jeff.
Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
From Michelle. Hello. I love a bit of kinky sex.
Straight in, that's love nice, it. Yeah.
My favourite thing
to do... No, not straight in. I mean, just kinky.
My favourite thing to do is go dress like a lamb and have sex on a car bonnet or behind a tree in the woods or reservoir. My last boyfriend went crazy for this, but my new lad thinks it's a bit odd. How can I convince him to slap my lamb?
Slam.
You should also try it. I promise you, it would give you the best orgasm of your life.
Slam
Cheers.
Your lamb.
It says slam my lamb, not slap my lamb.
Oh, Black slap. Betty, slam my lamb.
slam my lamb.
Digest this. Okay, so what is a lamb? So you go dressed up as a lamb.
Yeah.
Get dressed, and then you...
I feel like maybe the partners don't have to be dressed like lambs.
She's dressed like a lamb, Michelle is.
And then they just go... I mean, it's not like... I don't think it's just basically just having sex with your girlfriend, but they're just dressed a bit like a lamb.
But maybe he is as well. Maybe he's dressed like a lamb as well. And also, and then on a car bonnet.
Maybe he's dressed like a wolf.
Maybe. But it's not enough for her, which I like, that you just dress like a lamb at home, because that would be a bit silly. You have to go
have
out
to go
the
in
woods,
the woods.
Or a reservoir.
Or on a car bonnet.
Or car behind a tree.
When she said kinky sex, I was imagining whips and chains. And
it's all kinds of kinks, Reese. All kind of kinks.
I know. Lambs, slam my lamb.
Slam my lamb.
What is her lamb? Is her lamb her Fufu.
A mutton chops,
a mutton chop.
A mutton chop.
Because she's dressed as a lamb, but which is the lamb that's being slammed? Which bit of the lamb?
I don't know.
You should get like a good...
No, I'm not even going to...
No.
Well, she is... How do you feel? She says you should try it. She promises you it will give you the best orgasm of your life.
I can get some lamb suits for you if you'd like.
I
mean, I'll give it a whirl, Michelle.
Okay.
I will... Yeah, if anyone wants a lamb slamming,
yeah.
I am your guy.
If you want to get slammed by my lamb...
do you often call it that?
My lamb? Yeah. I do not. Ollie, that kind of suggests that it's like a baby.
I also feel if I say I'll slam your lamb, people are going to go, she said slam my lamb. I feel if you say you'll slam their lamb, you're going to get like an influx of listeners getting in touch hoping that you're going to slam their lambs.
No, I hope not.
Slam. Try and say it all sexy. Hey.
Slam my lamb?
Yeah, do you want to come over and...
Should we move this from the couch to the bedroom so I can slam your lamp?
Northern accents, well...
Oh, I'm sexy.
I just can't...
Hey, duck.
All right, love.
Come on.
You want to go
upstairs? Let's go slam your lamp.
Let's go upstairs.
I want to try this with a bit of music. Try and say it all sexy, yeah?
Can I do it in Northern accent?
I got like porn.
Can
music.
I do it in Yorkshire accent?
Sure, let's give it
a go.
I'll do it
in fucking Scouse.
Let's do a scene here and make it sexy. Let's do a lamb, nice. Slamming lamb, but make it all sexy. Okay, here we go.
Babe.
All right, babe, how you doing? We've had a nice night, haven't we?
It's been lovely.
Bit of Netflix, bit of chill.
The chilling was my favourite part.
How do you feel? Babe,
I feel that I've got like a lamb that might be.
You got a burning desire.
Oh, I do.
Have you?
I do.
Well, how about
I want you to come upstairs.
We take it upstairs,
and you can slam my lamb.
Your lamb's all I've been thinking about for the past hour. Please let me upstairs, and can we slam lambs?
Can we slam lambs?
That's hot. I would watch that.
Is that like the new Bumping Uglies? Slamming lambs?
That's
would
nice.
You have fallen for that?
I mean, now you put it like that, I'm up for a bit of slamming of lambing.
Of lambing. So, yeah. I mean, so maybe but how we'll do we get her, how oh, does yeah, she convince her boyfriend?
I reckon just send the link to the show, get him to listen to the show and that particular bit there, and yeah. He'll be up for a slam and a lamb no time.
I'm sure he will.
Maybe, you've got to try things, haven't you? You've got to try things once.
If he doesn't like it, you've got to just accept that it's... You know, it's not your average sexual experience, and you may not be that comfortable with it.
He might want to dress up as a badger or something, or something like that. Horse.
Also, talking about badgers, you heard about the guy who played Bodger in Bodger and Badger passed away today. Oh, no, man.
It's an interesting segue, talking of badgers.
Yeah, Bodger and Badger.
I know. It's just an interesting segue.
Well, we've got another one in. I think we've got time for a couple more.
Well, should we do one more? Yeah, have a song, play a game?
Yeah, I think we could do with a game of the day, wouldn't we?
Okay. It's from Jack. I have a very irrational fear of the sprouts that grow out of potatoes, but they are one of my favourite foods. How do I get over this fear so I can cook for myself? What? You just buy potatoes without sprouts in?
I think you can buy them quite easily. Why do they get sprouts?
I feel when they're off.
Oh, so just cook them straight away then? Just buy them on the day that you need them? They
start sprouting when they're bad.
Oh, okay. So you shouldn't eat them when they've got sprouting?
I mean, you can just peel off the sprout.
Okay.
But...
He doesn't want to do that. He's scared of them.
Just... Jack, this is a ridiculous question.
it's like saying,
I love any food. But when it goes off, that's my biggest fear. How do I get around this?
Just eat it before it goes
off. Just eat it before it goes off.
Yeah. Some people do like off food as well. I used to live with someone who drank like off milk.
But when it's like curdled shit. Oh.
She used to do that. It's my first year of uni. She used to drink that because me and my other friend would sit there open mouthed. We used to put off dinner. She used to, with the off milk, I know you'd say I make scrambled eggs wrong because I do put milk in it, but I do.
What?
Didn't you say once I've made scrambled egg or omelet wrong because I put milk in it? I should put water.
I put milk in it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think it's Justin, maybe.
Must have been Mike. So she used to make, like, you know, it's a scrambled egg or omelet mix before you make it.
Yeah.
Then she'd just have a spoon and eat that or drink
it. What, the mix?
Yeah.
The mix? But was it with off milk as well as just like raw egg?
what the fuck's going on with your friend?
Well, she's not my friend. She went back to Wales. She had to. But good. Then the other thing, she did have that. And the other thing she would do was eat margarine out of the tub. So it was just like,
what?
I mean, I'm not opposed to, like, you know, if I spread my toast, I might
lick
the tub.
I don't even do that.
But, like, eating it out of the tub.
With a spoon.
Oh. No, but that is terrible. Raw egg and curdled milk.
Yeah. And then I knew someone once as well that only ate burnt food. So, like, she'd cook up a chop or a burger, like, crisp
I think that's quite funny.
And then just eat it, like, where it's ashy and just, it was a bit weird, but...
How do you...
I don't know how these people...
You're a myth.
Your people. No, she had to get rid of her. We only she lasted a few months and we sent
her. To get rid of her.
She has been seen since. I didn't mean kill her, but you know.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Whew.
She's a bat.
Let's clear that
last
one up.
Last I heard, she was working in porn, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lovely.
I might. What, have you still got details?
Yeah, but do you want to kiss someone that has curdled milk?
Who's I don't want to say kiss.
Yeah, it's true. Kiss? Do you want to slam the lamb?
Yeah.
I might want to have a look at her work.
That's true. I'll find out for you.
Appreciate the art. That's what I'll be doing.
But we'll do that on the other side of this song.
They call me Big L.A. Big Silly. Big Money. Big Billy. One time in the morning, you hear me? I've been slicing with these balls, so you hear me? Let me rip it up for cuz in the back. Let me rip it, get a buzz in your hand. I'ma tell you how to cause an attack. Timberland ladies love on the track. Love to get the ice pop champagne. Ride on the train. When I'm bumping right, call my name. Go crazy in the morning with James. Don't cat not ill like me. Bring women in the chill for free. Let me tell you, girl, don't try me. You better have ID, cause baby, I'm in the club. Baby, I'm in the club.
It's Mr. Lethal Bizzle.
Yo, what's up? I've always kind of been vocal. Like, I call them David Cameron a donut. You need to create new conversations all the time. It's always about spreading the energies. That's one thing Wiley's taught me. As much as you might be the guy, the scene can't be one person. People like myself, JME, Skepta, Wiley, we're our own politicians. We've got fans. We've got like a party. The powers that be, they need to start taking us seriously and knowing that our influence is as impactful, if not even more, than theirs.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose with Nozza
from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
I like Harriet and Nozza.
Good. That's good. Imagine if you didn't. Just went, I don't like that.
Harriet Rose.
Bunch of bastards.
Harriet Rose.
Harriet Rose.
She's one of the trendiest people. I know Harriet Rose is.
She really is a bit of a...
Am I up there?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I normally think you look just
pretty spot on.
Yeah, every day. But I think you look a cunt, bro.
No. Well, the first thing you said, Reese, when Hollywood is, have you come in leggings? Which I knew that you hadn't, but you are wearing like shorts and tracksuit bottoms, are they?
They're kind of like leggings, but not like...
What shoes are you wearing today?
Converse.
Oh, okay. I never see you in trainers.
Really?
Rarely.
You used to have a wall. In fact, do you know, when I first met Harley, when I first started to know Harley, he lived in this apartment, and he had like a room that was just designated to clothes. You moved to another, and then you like narrowed it down, and then you just still had a wall full of trainers, and each individual slot had like another pair of trainers behind it, and then they'd have a pair of trainers on top.
Amazing.
Now you've really condensed it down.
No, I've got two cupboards of trainers.
Oh, okay.
They're just in cupboards.
Oh, okay.
You only wear DMs, don't you?
DMs, Converse, and yeah,
not in summer though. Can't wear the DM in the summer, can you?
I bloody can.
Yes, I can. Yeah.
But yeah, I've got fuck loads of trainers I just don't wear.
I used to love staying at Ollie because I used to just be able to wear a pair of his trainers and he wouldn't even notice. And I could just have like a swag new pair of trainers.
I gave a lot of trainers away, let's just say that.
Should we play a game?
I wasn't there that day, apparently.
Damn it.
Shall we play a game?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm sure you're all aware. There are 7 clips as normal, by the way. I'm sure, as you know, of course, it is National Best Friends Day.
Oh, cute.
Which is nice. So we've compiled 7 clips of things that best friends might do.
Might.
Yeah. All you have to do is tell me what they are doing in the clip. So let's play a game of...
You've got a friend in me.
Oh, that's cute.
That was lazy.
Last week was lazy too.
We were busy today. So let's go on to clip number 1. This is what best friends might do together, okay?
The fuck?
Do you like it again?
Yeah,
please.
So really, I mean, I think as a best friend, you would do this.
Play it again?
Regularly? If needed.
Oh, if needed, that's...
Okay, one more time.
Okay, I'm moving on. Have to be
Does it happen often?
It could do. Different for different people, isn't it?
What?
Think about this. Let's go on to number 2. We'll come back.
I wasn't even listening, sorry.
Okay. Okay, so you'd have to be best friends to do that, but that's okay.
Wait.
Are we ready for number 3?
Yeah.
This is number 3. What would that be?
I've got it.
If they asked you to do it, it's all consensual. It's Best Friends Day. Okay, so clip number 4.
What?
that's quite obvious, that one, I think. Let's go clip number 5, Best Friends Day.
The fuck is that? It's not what it sounds like, is it? Is that a snake?
I can't tell you what
is it
happening.
A snake?
No one can tell. You tell me what you think it is and we'll see.
Okay, got it.
Clip number 6.
Jacob is literally in hysterics. Reese, look at Jacob. He is literally... Wait, do it one more time.
I don't know.
What do you think that is?
I don't know.
Okay, well, it's, we can come back, but here's number 7.
Jacob's, he can't even, he can't, he's literally.
This, I know when I said they were more normal today, they're not.
Okay, go 6 and 7, do 6 again.
Okay, this is 6. Any idea? No. Reese, have you got something?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do 7 then. Have you got something, Harley?
No.
Okay. Not for 7.
So, it's a 7. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any others you want to?
I don't care, but okay. Go do 6 again.
Okay.
I just need to find out the name of this one thing.
Well, actually, there's no way to Google. This is the Google the answer. Do you need any more? Are you all good to give me some answers?
Let's just go for it.
All right, Harley, what on Best Friends Day, you've got best friends. What do you do? What's number one? What would you do for them?
Scrape ice off their car.
Yep. And that would be a nice thing to do. Reese, what have you got?
Sanding the skirting boards.
No, this is. And it's scratching someone's back.
Oh, I've got that for another one.
Oh, yeah, for another as well.
Well, what's number two?
I got team poo.
What?
Team poo.
So, like, what does that mean?
Just when, you know, a couple of you go to the toilet together and so you're not alone.
Does that happen?
Maybe
does
you could
happen?
Have a wipe.
Like, girls always go to the toilet together.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, they don't go for a team poo, though.
Yeah, so what are you doing in there for so long?
I'm chatting about you.
Of course you are. Of course I'm the hot topic in the girls' bathroom. Look at me.
I've got go to toilet together.
I mean, it's toilet related, but it's actually wiping someone's bum.
Fuck off.
I mean, would you do that?
But sure, yeah.
No. A team poo, as you said, is people just going to
if you listen back, I also said wiping their arse, you could help them out.
He's actually confirming that, Jacob. Okay, I didn't hear
Yeah, but
hear
go
it,
to the toilet together kind of says that you're going to do that kind of thing.
No, it says you're going to wipe your own bum, doesn't it? On a team. No,
go to the toilet together.
Yeah.
You're going to the toilet together.
Separate, though.
Oh, I don't even care.
Do you do this, Reese? First of all, do you have team poos? And second of all, do you wipe each other's bums?
Like, if there's like 4 cubicles and you're on a night out and, you know, there's a few of you who need a poo, of course you'll all go and have just a little chat through the cubicles. As
door
you're
open
little,
or door closed?
No, door closed, because then there'll be other people coming in.
But wait, play that clip a sec.
Okay.
Number 2. But the thing is, there's...
Here. It's at the end, isn't it?
Whatever.
Exactly. All right, number 3. What's number 3?
I had scratch back.
I had back scratch.
No, it was brushing hair, and it was a hell of a, like, hard, very tangled hair.
Oh, yeah.
Very tangly hair.
When you're getting the knots out of your horse's mane, that sounds right.
Yeah. Okay, number 4.
Go to a theme park.
Yeah, roller coaster slash.
Okay, I gave a point in that specifically here. It is roller coaster. Go on a roller coaster.
Oh, fuck off. I'm having that.
Yeah, you can have that.
Okay, that's
fine.
Ridiculous.
I'm generous today. Think about best friends. They do a lot together. When you think about number 5, what do you think it might be?
I'll put fighting snakes / charming snakes.
Okay, what did you get, Harley?
Go to the zoo.
It's actually, we all know what best friends do. Obviously, you pet a snake together, don't you? That's, of course, you do. But I don't know how to give Reese a point, though, because you get
go
snake.
To the zoo, yeah.
But then, well, you weren't specific. It was clearly a snake, wasn't it? This is a snake, I think.
I said it's a snake, so obviously
I'm... Why if I say rattlesnake, do I get an additional point?
Yeah, I'm going to give Reese a point for that, actually.
I think that's unfair that I don't get go to the zoo.
Well,
or the go to the toilet together one. I think that's unfair that I get that either.
Do you think it's unfair? Did you say... What did you say for the toilet one?
Go to the toilet together.
Fine, give a point to Harley.
No, I don't want a point.
I've given you a point now.
I only put team poo, so you should be allowed a point. Even though I did say wiping your arse.
Yeah, but you wrote down team poo.
I know, so you should be able to get a point.
Yeah, you did think it. Okay, right, number 6.
Give yourself a tick for number 2 there, Harley.
I've got 3 here for Reese, 2 for Harley, so it's all to play for. Number 6.
Opening a door, holding a door open.
Mm-hmm. Harley?
Fill up their car.
No, of course. What do? You get off on a bus. You help your friend getting off on a bus.
Oh, fuck off, Jacob.
You're a bellend.
And number 7. I mean, this is something... If you don't do this with your best friend regularly, I don't think you have a best friend,
is it
okay?
Playing the wood in a go-go?
The what now?
You know that bit of wood that you used to have in school in music lessons that you had? You scrape the stick up and down it.
I don't know it was called that, but it might be. Let me have
Harley's. Go for a walk.
Don't be silly. You don't have best friends. It's clearly digging something with a shovel, isn't it?
No.
Jacob is a bell end.
Yeah, it's obvious. He's crying. So
why would you?
Well, I was saying that I haven't never done that with a friend, so clearly none of us have best friends. That's very worrying about what Jacob and his mates like digging up or digging, putting something in a hole at the weekend, isn't it?
So
are you
I won.
Digging with shovels. I so you it. Did win.
I won again. Last week, I won both.
Yeah, but there's something. There's one for later when African Boy will be here that you could maybe win. It's all about meltdowns.
I think going and to the zoo is also.
You didn't say snake though, did you?
True.
Got specific.
I did. I said fighting / charming snake.
You did say that, so I.
Yeah, but you said fighting is the opposite of petting a snake.
Yeah, but then charming
yeah,
a snake.
Yeah, charming's nice. How would you fight a snake anyway?
Fucking get a good.
Yeah, also, he has
left
two.
Right, good
also,
mate.
He has two answers. That's not fair.
Okay. Well, this.
Well, it doesn't matter. One, and you didn't. So get yeah. over it.
Whatever, mate. Okay. It's not fair that one.
Right, should we get into a quick
yeah,
tune?
Let's get into a little tune. Yeah. I'm dabbing out and up, dab. I'm dabbing out and up, dab. I'm dabbing out in Qatar. Get a say it right much. I'm dabbing out in Dubai. And you know that I'm black. I'm dabbing out in Qatar. Get a say it right much. I'm dabbing out in Dubai.
She was dabbing in my crotch. Spent the ticket on the watch. I've been sipping on the scotch. I got a little shot at hot. I'ma slap her on her ass. This ain't love and hip hop. Come and see me at the top. Go get her. Hustle up from the gutter. Let the gods drink. Mine, I can eat. Big boys at the supper. What else? I got pretty women skinny dipping. Yeah, that my idea. High fashion. Splish splash and Abu Dhabi dabbing. I've been trapping with this thug passion. Whoa.
I'm dabbing out in Abu Dhabi. I'm dabbing out in Abu Dhabi. I'm dabbing out in Qatar. Get a say it right much. I'm dabbing out in Dubai. And you know that I'm black. I'm dabbing out in Abu Dhabi. I'm dabbing out in Abu Dhabi. I'm dabbing out in Qatar. Get a say it right much. I'm dabbing out in Dubai. And you know that I'm black.
Good in Dubai.
Dabbing when I step on the scene and you know it.
Oh, you know it.
I might just pull up and dab on your thing and you know it.
Oh, no.
Let them all feel the best.
Oh, yeah.
SOS in the place now. The man I'm talking about dabbing, so you know it. How to go, bring the shake down.
Pedal to the damn floor. Triple digits on the dashboard. Out here with the gang gang. Living grand like the hot tour. Abu Dhabi, Cabo Maserati. I'm in calamari on the short stay. Diamonds dancing like Beyonce. My Habibi be a soul babe.
Salaam alaikum, how you feeling? Walking to the building, dab, I do it saucy. Abu Dhabi in the nighttime, through the diamonds with the light shine. Crossing borders, yeah, we in and out. We ain't worried how you feeling now. Smoothie dance, cause we winning now. And I'll be dabbing through the city now.
Check out my dab like a wonder shot. Chippy told you ain't do a prop. Red probably get the Rory pop. I pull up and dab like I'm eavesdropping. All the Mars, I know you see it. I'm so wavy, AC. Designer on me in a ball, man. Saucing on you like all man.
I'm dabbing out in Abu Dhabi. I'm dabbing out in Abu Dhabi. I'm dabbing out in Qatar. Get a say it right much. I'm dabbing out in Dubai. And you know that I'm black.
Good in Dubai.
I'm dabbing out in Abu Dhabi. I'm dabbing out in Abu Dhabi. I'm dabbing out in Qatar. Get a say it right much. I'm dabbing out in Dubai. And you know that I'm black.
Aye, Chippy. Yeah. Dabbing every song, I saw you dabbing, bust it wrong. You look mad. I've been cooking up an album in the kitchen with the one. I got the magic. Pulled up in Dubai, trying to be high, but I can't find any dope. She asked me why do I smoke.
Jarring.
Shut up, bitch, choke. Ooh. On high grade when I wrote this, put the beat on and smoked it. O's and L's like I'm joking. Living my life like it's golden. With the gang doing toasting. Dabbing with the shakes, though I hit my brain. Skirting, switching lanes. Abu Dhabi playing, really see my face. Know how low I lay. Ordered me a coupe, other day it came. Landed. Ghostwriters, that's an old dog. I ghostwriters with my own bars. Ghost drivers, that your own car. Stunt until you broke a bone, dog. CM attire comes in. Told her keep my shirt, I don't cuff links. Waste man on your IG, lost it. It's just me and Ty and 20 buffed it.
I'm dabbing out in Abu Dhabi. I'm dabbing out in Abu Dhabi. I'm dabbing out in Qatar. Get a say it right much. I'm dabbing out in Dubai. And you know that I'm black. I'm dabbing out in Abu Dhabi. I'm dabbing out in Qatar.
Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
This week I have my dear friend Florence Schechter. Don't want you to come on my face.
Don't want you to come on my face.
Yeah.
No, no. It really stings when it gets in your eye.
Yeah, can confirm. Can confirm.
I tend to have terrible aim.
Yeah, it was my, to be honest, when it happened to me, it was my fault. I was the one holding and I didn't aim properly and it just went.
Sometimes it comes out at funny angles and like different projections. You know, yeah. Sometimes it kind of just goes a bit.
It was funny though. We managed to laugh it off.
Very
but I'm
important.
Just like, I'm just, no. Not, never again. And you're lucky that it was an accident and it was actually my fault.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
The sun, who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? The sun, who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
For a Wednesday afternoon, wasn't it?
Best Friends Day.
It was. Oh, right, lovely, wasn't it?
That was Velvet Underground, Who Loves the Sun.
Oh, that was like proper DJ and everything.
It was lovely, that.
That was nice. You like them, don't you, Harley?
I do.
I put that one on for you.
Cheers, babe.
Oh, should we get into a story?
Yeah, yeah, let's read a story.
So, a Texas man has sued a woman for $17.31 for texting during a cinema date, and he's got his money. Brandon Vesmar.
That's cool. A name. That is a strong name.
Mm. Brandon Vesmar.
The next name is even stronger.
Claimed Crystal Crew. This isn't real. Brandon Vesmar claimed Crystal Cruz was a threat to civilized society after she used her phone to read and send texts at least 10 to 20 times in 15 minutes during a 3D showing. Is this a promotion for Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 2?
No. Because she's obviously bored of it, isn't she, if she's texting that many times?
The sequels are never as good,
exactly.
Are they?
You've got to text them, haven't you?
Well, I might go to cinema tonight, actually.
What are you going
to
see?
Might go and see that. Or Wonder Woman. Oh,
okay.
Well.
Text me, Jiren.
Yeah. I will. I'll let you know how it is.
Do that or Slam the Lamb. It's up to you. It's one of the two.
I might do both.
Yeah, in the cinema.
If you're taking someone to the cinema, there's a strong case you're going to be slamming some lambs, mate.
Yeah.
I've got a girlfriend now. I don't know if I ever told you.
No,
that.
I don't know this.
Yeah, we've been together for a while. Actually, I'm quite private about that kind of thing.
Oh, congratulations! Yeah. I don't know what the thing.
But I might put it to her.
to Slam a Lamb.
Yeah.
In the cinema.
Yeah.
That's the best thing about having a girlfriend. If it was someone you were just seeing or dating and you asked if you wanted to slam lambs, that could be the end of that. But if it's a girlfriend, you know, experimenting.
I think so. You've got to try things, haven't you?
Do you want to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and slam lambs? And see what she says.
If she says no, you can't be sure if she's the one for you.
And then again,
no, I kind of like hope she says no.
But she might be balmy.
She might be...
All right, good.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Okay.
Back to Brandon Vesma.
Anyway,
So Brandon said it was kind of a first date from hell, underlined date from hell as well. So that's how bad this date actually was. He said she started about 15 minutes after the movie began. This is one of my biggest pet peeves.
I agree.
Fucking hell.
It doesn't. I'm not a big movie fan.
That was one of the things we used to bicker about.
I forgot about that.
Very early on in our friendship.
Can I just say then that Harley, you were going to smash this quiz later, the next game. I've just forgot that Reese hasn't seen any films. It's all for you, Harley. I'm just saying the clues for the next game.
Well, the thing is, Harley used to put films on for me, and I'd always fall asleep. Always fall asleep during films.
Or text.
And he hates it.
I can understand that.
It's the game. Name the actor who's having a meltdown in this movie.
I can't say. Stop guessing things, okay?
Talking of first dates, I got asked to be on First Dates yesterday.
Did you? Did you? Celebrity?
Celeb First Dates.
And what did you say?
I said, they're specifically, I mean, I would say no anyway.
Right, why?
Because I would never do that.
It's not for you. I mean, I can't imagine
not
you
for
on
me.
It at all, yeah.
Want genuine single celebs looking for love.
And you're not doing that anymore.
I'm not.
Okay.
See, that's what I like about you.
What?
Do you know what I mean? You don't go on these TV shows just for the sake of going on these TV shows.
Yeah. Can I ask about shows like this? I assume you get paid for going on something like First Dates, even though like there's a goal of a celebrity looking for love.
You know what? So we've been asked to do a lot of those
reality shows,
and obviously we've always said no. But this show, and they always offer big bucks. But this show specifically, it's in cahoots with.
If it's a charity.
Cahoots.
Stand up to cancer.
Oh, okay. Well, you
and Harley doesn't like charity.
I hate charity.
Yeah, it's true. You won't stand up to cancer at all, will you?
No. Mm. So you don't get paid.
Oh.
But you for taking part, £5,000 gets donated to charity in your name.
But you just have to go on a date with someone and go, nah, not for me. Do you want to slam the lamb? She'll go, no. And then that's it. It's done.
It's all for charity.
And now you've said no.
Yeah.
Right. Does that mean that they're not going to get someone else to take that place? That charity is now not getting £5,000.
They'll find someone
else.
Exactly.
So why are they trying to guilt trip you?
Yeah.
True.
They'll find
someone.
That's all
right. They'll find someone. Don't you worry.
What? But continuing.
Yeah, please.
So Mr. Vesmar asked Ms. Cruz to stop texting, which is understandable, she refused.
Well, in the cinema as well, it's going to light up, isn't it? Every time you text.
And I bet she's one of them pricks that leaves a clicking noise on while she's texting as well.
No one should ever do that ever on their phone. Who has a click noise on their phone?
I bet Theresa May has a click noise on her phone.
Yeah, exactly.
She probably does. Bitch. Sorry.
Don't use that word.
Sorry.
There's exceptions. And
not really.
No, yeah, don't. She's a bellend. She's a bellend. So that's much better.
Bellend.
She's the end of a penis.
Yeah.
She's a fucking bellend.
Right, okay.
Mr. Vesmar asked Ms. Cruz to stop, but she refused. He suggested she stepped outside the cinema to use her phone, after which she left the cinema and never came back.
I guess that's fair.
The 35-year-old woman also drove away in her car, in which she had driven them both in, leaving him without a ride home. A few days later, he messaged her asking for the price of the ticket, but she refused because she said, he took me out on a date. Crystal said, this is crazy. I'm not a bad woman, I just went out on a date. The case even attracted the attention of film's director, James Gunn, who tweeted, why stop at suing? She deserves jail time.
You know.
Jesus.
It is annoying.
I imagine this is how Harley feels about the whole situation as well.
Yeah, you should be banged up then.
Bring back the death penalty. Mr. Vesmar filed the petition in a small claims court in Travis County. The petition states the texting was a direct violation of the cinema's policy and the woman adversely affected Mr. Vesmar's viewing experience and that of other patrons.
Probably true.
But, I mean, he could have just ignored it.
hard when someone's texting next to you there. It's actually really
if she had the clicking noise on, I'd understand, but if not,
if I went on a first date and a woman started texting,
right,
I'd immediately know she wasn't the one.
I think it's annoying, and actually none of us, when we have a drink or something after the show or whatever, I feel like none of us really are that bad at it, but there's nothing more annoying than when you go out with someone, even if it's your friend, and they are on their phone all night, WhatsApp, Snapchat. It's really annoying when people do that, and then you're trying to talk to them and it's just like, well, I may as well just not be here. But neither of you do that because you're nice boys.
I am,
and we live off conversation.
Exactly,
we thrive,
we
chat,
don't we,
off of chin wagging.
Yeah, and you don't do social really anyway. I mean, you are social, you just don't do social media particularly.
No, I do Instagram.
You do a bit of Insta, you do a bit of Twitter.
No.
You're a bit of Facebook.
No. I actually deleted Facebook recently.
Oh. Good.
And Twitter I'd never use. I'll look at Instagram 3 times a day, I reckon.
I've looked at your Instagram. Do you know on Instagram now, sorry to deviate slightly, but this is worrying if you want to do... You know how... Or maybe it's not and I'm just weird. You know how sometimes you do a screenshot of something?
It now says...
If you do a screenshot on Instagram, it now tells the person that that photo has been screenshotted and who by. So if you're trying to, like, perv on some... Not that you should, it but tells, if you're trying to look at something...
No, I don't think it does tell them. It just...
It notifies the person that someone's took a screenshot
screen
of one of your photos.
Screen grab one of my photos and see if it happens.
I just saw one of the article... I saw an article about it earlier and nearly had a panic attack.
Right.
Oh, why? Because you've been screen grabbing a lot of...
Doesn't matter what I've been screen grabbing.
At Harley Sylvester on Instagram, that's you.
Apparently it does something in the DMs or whatever.
Try and screen grab this.
That is a photo number one, absolute stunner.
Oh, it's you as a lady, and what a pretty lady.
And if I now screen grab it.
This is you screen grabbing Harley's as a lady. What's it happened? Because if it hasn't, I'll be very happy to hear that. I think it did something about sliding into your DMs. Jacob, can you Google that for me? You know, I read it out in the office earlier and then fell off my chair in panic.
Right, what I'm going to do
I've
is...
I've received nothing.
I'm going do an Instagram story. So right now, I'm doing an Instagram story.
Right,
hi guys.
But then no one's screenshotting.
Oh. Right, now, is Jacob just in there? Now, I've Instagram storied that.
Yeah. Mm.
Now you try screen grab the video. Do a screen grab during the video.
Whilst you're doing that, we should say the pair were reunited at the cinema on Thursday in an attempt to sort out the dispute. And she apologised, gave him his money and said, just leave it alone. So that's good. But I agree with you about the texting. In a cinema, I should definitely not do that. But at home, I think I do that on the sofa when you're watching TV now.
Yeah, so we've just got an update on the Instagram thing.
See, I knew I saw it. Jacob, I mean, it's got a headline.
I tried screen grabs.
Well, it's on here. It says, people can now tell if you screenshot their Instagram photos. One of the benefits, you can secretly, even better, you can screenshot their photographs. But it's bad news for Insta snoopers everywhere as the photo sharing app has just made one, I think it's actually today, or today's coming today, one big change that could mean your anonymous screenshotting days are numbered. People will now be notified if you screenshot their pictures, at least when it comes to direct messages. What's that mean?
So if you screen grab a direct message
you've had with someone. Do you do that direct message thing on Instagram?
What?
I didn't even know you
sliding up in the DMs.
So you slide in a little Insta DM.
Down in the DMs.
DM each other. Slide into one of your DMs.
DM Harley.
Yeah, slide into
slide,
my.
We'll have the poor music. Slide on in to each other's DMs.
You don't slide in my.
Slide in and say, I'd like to slam your alarm later, please.
I'm trying to, but.
Slide in DMs.
The Wi-Fi is being a bit.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'll slide in.
Here we are.
Here we go. It says now the sender will receive a notification that their photo or video has been saved by the person. This is from Cosmopolitan magazine. Underneath the photo in question, an incriminating message saying screenshot taken will appear. And it will... Well, that's not good, is it?
There we go.
Has that worked? We've done it. Has it worked, Harley?
So I've messaged Harley.
Yeah, what have you said?
That's some nice slam. Want a slam?
Ooh.
And I've screen grabbed.
And nothing. I just got the yes. In return.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine then in that case. I can panic
I'm sure it'll
Sorry? There's a new update, Jacob's telling me in my ear. So if you don't want to have the... If you do the new update, this is what's going to happen for you. Anyway, so texting in a cinema is a bad thing. So your advice for these two people would be the guy's right, her,
I mean,
Crystal Cruz.
He's obviously not sued her.
Well,
he's
just asked her for her money back. But he took it to small claims court, though.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I missed that bit.
Yeah, and he won. So she's paid, he's accepted the apology, and he's going to withdraw the lawsuit now, because she's paid, and he's going to donate the money to charity.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, like, fair enough, you know, that's one of my biggest pet peeves, but
That's a bit much.
It is. Yeah. Suing. I guess it is a bit much. Maybe just say, can you just stop texting? Can you just stop doing that?
Yeah.
Try that first, maybe.
The thing is, it's like, when you ask, it's like you feel a bit like a, you know, you feel a bit like a, I don't know.
I think in a cinema you don't, do you? It's a bit...
Stop texting. And then they immediately go like... Yeah, who's this guy?
What's really annoying is when you're watching a film or TV or anything with somebody is if they do that and then they go, who's that? What's happened here? And then you need to recap as it's happening.
Yeah.
That is suable, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so. Okay, well, we've solved there.
Mm.
African Boy is coming on soon.
Cool.
So maybe we'll do some of your problems next. Get into a little song and then...
Yeah. Should we play a little tune?
Yeah,
play a little tune.
None of us rich yet. Growing up broke, don't blame me, G, your daddy's dead. 2-2 man, one act up, then try run with a stylie. 2-2 man, a man actors, in real life they're hiding. 2-2 girl, one act up, hiding to make them wifey. They mother think I can never let a good friend's up walk by me. 2-2 snakes in the guards, I've got a man moving savage. 2-2 packs from Barca, I've got a man speaking Spanish. 2-2 trips to the homeland, got a man talking magic. We carry s*** like Wonder, we'll make a grown man vanish. 2-2 man move hard, but they better get touch their system. 2-2 man move, we don't think they're blood fucking fit. Keep your distance, none of us bitch it. Growing up broke, don't blame me, to your dad is the dead. Vanish, letting off steam like cabbage. Can't wait to do man damage, so man savage. Only God knows who the licks I'll manage. Work with man that'll get you jacked up, and they don't work in a house, no garage. Manic, always can't never panic. That smoke's organic. The girl that I wife live lavish. Can't tell me now, man, moving forward. R6 don't see traffic. Don't rely on no one to back it. Rain on a hot black jacket. 2-2 man move hard, but they better get touch their system. 2-2 man move, they don't think they're black. And them men opposing idols. Not a man that grew up on YouTube, I grew up on vinyl. Man can't tell me about Tony, man can't tell me about Nigel. And they ain't giving no statements, middle finger to the Bible. Scared up, pop out, I'm back. That's how we season our beef with man. Looking at the bottom of the barrel like that, hoping the peace will jam. 2-2 man with a hate man, all over the teeth in Mike. That's why 2-2 names in the game are gonna get a gift from Mike. 2-2 man move hard, but they better get touch their system. 2-2 man move. We don't think they're fucking fit. Keep your distance. None of us fit shit. Growing up broke, don't blame me to your dad is the shit.
That's me, fam. All these stone faced youths moving around like these fucking zombies, blood. Like trying to target man and that. And you know what, though, that fucking don't try to blame me, you know. Blame your dad, fam. He didn't have such cost to fight for your family, you know.
2-2 man move hard, but they better get touch their system. 2-2 man move fucking their
That was very nice of them to send the radio edit in.
No, we don't need no radio edits here.
But
I
we can
swear.
Say fuck bugger bummer.
That was
bugger,
your dad.
Bastard. Boobs. Motorboat.
Well, hey. that was your dad, that song.
Yeah. That was Reese's dad.
Yeah. That was called your dad. And whoever dad was, he's pretty potty mouth, judging by the bleeps there.
Yeah, that was Saskia and Morga, actually, not my dad. I'm sure my dad has bars, to be fair.
Are you sure your dad isn't Saskia?
Could be.
Well, my dad, I used to call Fat Gaz, and yes, people in my family still call him Fat Gaz, but a couple of friends, you were one of them, and my other friend, Conspiracy Bob, that have now talked me out of calling him Fat Gaz because they said that deep down, like, he might laugh it off in front of the family, but he might actually.
I reckon.
That's so now I feel guilty for the 25 years of calling him Fat Gaz.
We might get Gaz in emailing the show one week just with a problem, like my son
<It's>
for some
prick.
Reason.
Yeah, he wouldn't email the show. He'd just tell me to my face. Yeah. To be honest.
Talking of problems, should we do something?
Oh, yeah.
It's from Simon.
Hello.
Hey guys, I've run out of cod liver oil pips. And fancy a bacon sandwich.
Hmm.
But I don't have any and I'm too baked to leave the house. Can you help me, please?
Well, if there's ever a show that can help with being too baked.
But what do you mean? What are cod liver oil pips?
I'm assuming the tablets, right?
Pip helps.
And fancy a bacon sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. That would be nice.
So sure. he wants a combination of cod liver oil and bacon sandwiches.
I didn't even
sandwiches.
Think about that. Yeah, that's true. It's 5:20. Let's have a cod liver oil.
But he's too baked to leave the house.
Can't get either. I assume he hasn't. Yeah, it's very specific. I've run out of cod liver oil pips and I fancy bacon. What can he do?
When I hear the name Simon, I immediately think like, you know, like a 40-year-old man. So I'm just imagining this 40-year-old man in glasses just going, oh, fuck.
Too bloody stoned for this.
Too stoned on a Wednesday. Well, what can he do? I mean, Deliveroo, can they deliver pips? Can they deliver cod
but
liver
is the problem, he hasn't got any pips, so therefore can't have a bacon sandwich. Or...
I don't know. Cod... But why
pips.
But he needs his cod liver oil pips.
We can't help you. Unfortunately, I think that's beyond help. That's
you're beyond help, Simon.
I want some of these. I've never tried. Is that something? Is that like cod liver or is a pip like something to
know.
Get you baked as
but
well?
I'm just really enjoying the fact that like whilst listening to our show, he's alongside thinking about cod liver oil pips and bacon sandwiches. Should we put the show on hold until he's quickly...
Should we, please update us if you can get... If anyone can help, where do you get cod liver oil... First of all, what the hell are cod liver oil pips, but...
Can we get some delivered to his house?
Yeah. Let's find out.
If you told us where you lived, Simon, we'd be able to get a run around.
Get back in touch. We can send Jacob out to a location. He can get out there and get you some pips. That's one of my favourite things ever. Well, I hope he... Have you got someone you could call? Is the phone near you that you could call someone?
Are you too baked to get the phone?
It's over in the corner.
I love as well that it's like 5:30 and he wants a bacon sandwich now.
Yeah. Well, a bacon sandwich can be good in the evening. Well,
I know it can be, but it's just that he's clearly not on the right schedule.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you normally have like your cod liver oil tablets in the morning?
In the morning. He's woken up half an hour ago.
Well, maybe you have your cod liver tablets in the morning and pips are more of a late afternoon kind of thing.
I want some cod liver oil pips. I don't know what they are, but unless there's some sort of herbal, like maybe they're a weed. I don't know. They're a special flavour weeds. I don't know.
Let's leave it at the fact. Yeah.
Let us know those some because I can send Jacob out for you if you give me your location. It's fine. He's nodding.
From Rupert.
Shout out, Ru.
Yo, a car boot sales shit or peng?
Sounds like my kind of guy, this guy.
I got stuff to sell, but not sure whether to eBay it or chuck it in the boot on Sunday.
Yo, I've got you on this from Rupert. Fuck eBay, they'll charge you some ridiculous price for reserve prices and uploaded images. Car boot sales.
That's one of my favourite emails.
But the only thing with car boot sales, you've got to get up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But there's people who go to car boot sales and they specialise. If you've got any shoes, Rupert, I guarantee they will fly off the table.
Jacob's in hysterics.
Who does car... I say, car boot is fair. You've got to get up at like 6 on a Saturday.
Your car boot sales are still banging, you know. People are still there. They go, oh, off!
Oh, I'm dead.
If you're not coming down on a Sunday, you should definitely turn up at a car boot sale.
Coming down from like from the Birmingham night before.
Again,
you mean?
Love that his name's Rupert and he's using the word peng.
I love it. It's chuck it in my boot as well. It's like, what kind of
stuff
is
this? Chuck it in my boot on Sunday?
That's amazing. So I have to confess I haven't been to a car boot sale before.
What
I haven't. No, I haven't.
How did you manage that?
We don't have them in Surrey. No, we do have car boot sales.
I'm sure you have many in Surrey.
I don't get up early on a Sunday though, do you
know? But you don't have to get up at the same time as the people who are doing the car boot sale. Car boot sales usually start about 10.
Yeah, but I'm like Simon on a Sunday. I'm like 5:20, I'll eat my pips and my bacon, so I don't go out on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's true.
Fair
so
enough.
I'm not up and dressed. So what happens there? Is it tat or is it good stuff?
But you've got to do some rummaging, which is all the fun part.
I bought Rocky 1-5 with only Rocky 3 working out the whole DVD collection from there for 50p.
Oh,
like
wow.
Gems like that, do you know what I mean?
Oh, so I want to go to one.
Yeah, if you're looking for like a left Hirashi from 1989.
What's that now?
A shoe.
A Hirashi?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be your place to find one.
Okay, just the left one.
Yeah, they've got all sorts up there. You know, if you're looking for some old Bauer skates.
I mean, always,
size 3, pink with tassels. I bet you could get them at a car boot fair.
I want to go to one. Where is one? Is there one now?
See,
there will be one on Sunday.
Why are they always in the morning? Why isn't there one? If there's one at 6, we could go to a car boot sale.
They start early and then, you know, you get the good shit. And they do go on through the day, but you've got to go early to get the good finds.
And there's these people, and they go to get, like, there'll be, like, a designated shoe collector, one for DVDs, and they'll
that's
send...
amazing.
Yeah,
they are around. Good.
Yeah, sounds
they
great.
Are good fun.
Yeah, so you have to get around.
I've done a few in my time as well.
What have I been doing with my life?
I don't know. I feel like you'd really enjoy a car boot sale.
I look like I'd like a car boot
sale.
No, yeah. I mean, that's a good, like, maybe
like,
a
yeah,
good
I
thing.
Feel like you'd enjoy one.
What would you think I'd buy at a car boot sale?
Some vintage varsity jackets, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I
some
would, you know.
Vintage
they have
bombers.
Oh, a lot of denim at car boot sales as
denim.
Well.
Yeah. Vinyl?
Yeah.
Scratched, used, probably. But
probably scratched, fucked vinyl. But yeah.
Used motorcycle helmets.
I do like, I have got a large collection of motorcycle helmets.
Yeah. Cassettes?
Yeah, I love a cassette.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go to one then. That sounds good.
Yeah, definitely. We should do like a FUBAR car boot.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Jacob is in the boot.
Yeah, we won't be able to get rid of him.
No, that's true. Well, it's for Rupert. It's obviously a resounding that car boot sales are very much peng.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go, Rupert.
Car boot sales are peng. You've heard that here first.
Official line from a pen and Sylvester, peng. Okay.
From ham.
Okay.
Okay.
Man like ham. Slam your ham.
Slam in the ham.
My wife keeps using the M part of the bread whenever she makes my lunch. How do I tell her that it's awful without hurting her feelings?
Oh, that's the best part of the bread, you bastard. How dare you?
Make your own fucking lunch.
Isn't it?
That's good. Well done, Harley. Yeah,
how old are you? You need to make your
my wife.
To be fair, like, what is that? It's not a sandwich, is it? I mean, that if you mean like a baguette, that is the best bit.
See,
huh?
Like, no, the end bit of bread, you know, the whole crust.
Nice and toast as well.
Oh, beautiful! If you have a Marmite on toast, end bit of bread.
Ooh.
I've got a high five for that because my mouth literally just like swelled with saliva.
Do we all like Marmite here?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, me too.
But like, especially on a crust of,
especially if it's like a seeded.
You know the crusty bread as well.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that.
Oh, like a tiger bread.
I don't know what the tiger bread
tiger
is.
Bread tiger bread. So
how
good.
Is tiger bread?
You'd know what tiger bread. Right. If you saw it.
Okay. Well, so I think I like it.
This one could be Fat Gaz because Joe makes Fat Gaz. Sorry, Gary Sanders.
Yeah. Oh dear.
My mother makes my father's sandwiches every day, and I kind of think that's what she. And she gets up. She goes to work after my dad, but wakes up before him to make his sandwiches. So then she can make his sandwiches while he's getting up and getting ready for work. Goes to work and then she gets ready and then makes her own lunch and goes to work.
Oh, okay.
Ham.
You're a prick.
Maybe that's just another little thing. He wants ham in it as well.
Okay.
Oh, that's like subliminal messaging.
Yeah. Ham in sandwich.
Why don't we go to a little song? I've heard African Boys here. Well, he's be here in a second. Let's go to a song and then get him in the studio and we'll chat and do games and stuff, shall we?
Sure. Let's do that.
Ricky Powell. They got fire, soul, and the belly of the beast. Smoking that dust.
who I am.
I'm a dusted old bummy hurdy-gurdy man.
Out there, summer, what it is,
bit of Car Thief by the Beastie Boys.
I love it.
Ooh, so DJ today.
I know. DJ Rez.
You're so professional today.
Thank you.
Well, let's just jump straight in, because we've got a very special guest in the studio. On the beach, yeah. This is a beach, by the way, as you can see.
Of course.
It's beautiful, right?
Of course. My toes are in the sand right now.
We have African Boy in the studio.
Yo. Thank you, man.
How you doing?
I do, man. I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good, yeah. Can't complain, bro.
Very good. Very good.
So you've come down to Fubar Beaches today promoting the Meltdown Festival.
Yes, sir.
And final act announced for MIA's Meltdown Festival, MIA Soul Wax Gigs, Young Fathers, Crystal Castles, etc. There's a lot more. Yourself on there as well.
Yeah.
When is this?
This Saturday. This June 10th. Saturday. Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's the next June 2 weekends. Yeah, it's over. It's from the 9th to the 19th, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very long. So there's a lot of stuff for people to see. I'm still trying to hustle to go and see, like, I'm trying to get the week pass.
Kind of things can people expect when they come down to...
Oh, definitely an experience. For anyone who hasn't heard... anything from me, and I get asked this question so much, bro. It's like, yo, I haven't heard of you since one day I went to Lidl, man. What's going on? And I'm like, man, I've been grinding about 10 years ago. So I'm like, yeah, I've been grinding, you know. I haven't just been sleeping. There's been life, there's been living, there's been albums. Yeah. So for definitely anyone who wants to update, you know, who wants to kind of see what I've been up to, come down to the show. And then I'm going to be giving my supporters who have seen me live before peeps of the second album. Of the sound. And I just come from rehearsals now. I'm pumped, I'm amped. It's like,
when can people expect the next album?
The next album, I'm thinking September. But beautiful. We're looking visuals right now. LITW is already out there, which is a 5-minute piece with the Abel Sissou School from Senegal playing the chorus. So it's a good inclination as to what direction the album's going.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah.
So obviously you're well known for the song When I Went to Lidl.
I went to Lidl.
Yeah.
I went to, yeah, man.
But that was 10 years ago. Now Lidl's banging. So can we thank you for bringing Lidl into the...
Exactly, man. That's just like... It changed the game, man.
It was you, I think. Yeah, but
so they need to cough up.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you get a chunk from Lidl now for how much the...
Your state shareholder.
If I see hashtag one day I went to Lidl, if any of you see that, then you know that, yes, definitely. My children's college fund is going to be a little bit better.
They've actually made it into a play in Berlin, haven't they?
Yes.
And they're looking to bring that over to London.
Where we are in mid plans to bring it to London. I mean, so basically, for people that don't know, One Day I Went to Lidl inspired a play, self-titled, which is working with community members in and around Berlin, particularly Kreisberg area. Mm-hmm. And it was basically telling, some of them were settled migrants, some of them still have refugee status. So we workshopped over a few months and just took real stories. Like, One Day I Went to Lidl is a true story. And so taking true stories and allowing people to kind of tell their story of migration or travel, or maybe their first experience, like coming in Berlin and the train conductor, like,
you know, a German lady snitches on you and says, "Yo, this new African refugee has not got a ticket," and the guy thinks that because doesn't understand. You know, just ordinary kind of like experiences. But yeah, so we're bringing that to London, trying to figure out who can make it down. Mm-hmm. You know, because of this current political climate nonsense, mm-hmm. we're trying to figure out who can actually come here. And then we want to create London stories, because the play resonates because it's actually about things that also happen there, mm-hmm. and these people are telling you, so the audience know the event from the media but then they see a different perspective through the play, yeah. and we will recreate that for the London one as well, so it's really special to where it's at.
I definitely think it's something that should have more light shone on it, on the whole situation, obviously, with what's going on at the moment. Mm. I come from a small town outside of London, and a lot of people there will never have even met someone who's migrated to here. Do you know what I mean? They would have never have met anyone.
Yeah.
So they don't know. So all they know is probably what they've read in the Daily Mail.
Definitely.
So to bring the play to England for people like that to see and shed a whole new light on the, for them, and anyway, I think would be...
It's needed.
It would be vital.
The play was scouted, or not scouted, but it won a competition out of like community plays in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. So we performed the play in like a bigger theatre, and each group had to kind of create something creative for each other's plays. It was like a presentation of the kind of shortlisted plays, for example. So I wasn't there this night, and this was just relating to what you were saying. It was we had another theatre group. Group of young people from like West Germany somewhere, I don't really know the town, but like a small town, and they basically they played. One day I went to Lidl and then they were handing out bananas out of Lidl bags like to the crowd, and members of the cast just like they flipped and they just took it offensively, and I wasn't there. People thought I'd stormed out because I saw it, but I just really wasn't there, and I heard it. And it was actually on the night, rest in power, Muhammad Ali died. But I didn't find out till the morning, but I just remember thinking about him like, yo, this is one of them moments where actually the art or the craft is within a moment that it can, you know, you have the power to make a change.
Yeah, 100%.
In your way. So I thought, what am I going to do? Am I going to open the play differently? Because it opens with one day... I went to Lidl, that's how it opened. So it's like, oh, am I gonna open it? Am I gonna say? And I just said, you know what? Just like something Muhammad Ali did, he would talk outside, but when it came to the ring, when it comes to play, he just deliver.
Yeah.
In that morning, I found out he had passed away. And anyway, we did the play. I spoke to these group of young West Germans, if there's such a thing. And I was just like, yo, man, guys, like, what are going on? And I think they were kind of like struck, because even though members of the cast think they were chatting shit and it's all bullshit, they knew what they were doing. But I got the feeling that, rah, like, if you grew up in a place and it's a small town and this is all you know, they don't know how to take that song because they don't know where exactly it's coming from. So after they saw the play, they're like, rah, I didn't know it was so real. Like, you know, so it was just that perception.
Yeah.
They didn't know how to take it. When that track came out, people thought I was taking a piss out of Africans and that. And that some people thought this character was white and some people thought they didn't know. They didn't know. So it's like how people take it as well. So, but definitely when it comes out, man, you guys are all personally invited. Come down.
Thank you very much. We'll be there.
Definitely. Well, I want to talk about Meltdown a bit because... Yes. It's happening this weekend, and before it's been created by some great people like David Bowie, Patti Smith, Lee Scratch Perry. This year it's MIA.
Yeah.
And what's kind of different about this festival to other ones is that if you're playing there, it's because MIA wants you to be there because they come in and handpick everybody.
Definitely.
So how did that kind of come about that she approached you and got you involved?
I first congratulated Maya because I knew that it was something that we had spoke about a few months back, not specifically Meltdown, but just like, she maybe something that she might want to do later, but just to be able to like create her own festival and to be able to support artists that she feels that the industry might not necessarily support like that, or that, you know, there's always that space taken, so these artists on the lineup also have an opportunity. And also brings people to the South Bank and kind of like bringing the community together. So we spoke about that in the wake of the whole Afropunk thing. And, you know, this festival, man, it's like, yo, especially the tension that's in the air right now. I was in the elevator, man. You could just feel the tension. Like people just, for real, people looking back behind like,
yo, hey, then it's sort out Collodion Road Station, man. There's not even no stairs. Like, you just feel like you're just there. It's one lift for everyone. And everyone's like, it's just like, yo. So I really hope this festival, and, you know, anyway, come to specifically my show, but just hope that the festival as a whole just brings the community together, because I just feel London, man, we need the vibes, we need love, we need, like, vibes. Energy, man. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but we need the youth to just, yo, in times like this, we have to stay positive, like, because there's so much different things going on, and everything's just amplified right now as well. We amplifying it ourselves. So, but yeah, it just came about. I think we had that conversation, and then South Bank kind of happened, and, you know, yeah, so things just happened organically. But shouts out Maya.
Well, yeah, because you've worked with her before, or you've been on tour with her before.
Yes.
And so is she going to come down to your gig? She there for across both the whole festival?
Yeah, I mean, if I was checking out the lineup, there's so many different things happening aside from the gigs. There's talks, there's kind of like little art exhibitions happening.
It's
a
really interesting concert.
Yeah, there's it says there's a hip hop karaoke, in case you want to get down and showcase your own talent.
Yes,
definitely. Grime heavyweight gigs, dance music, collective soul wax, Prince Nokia and Young Lean, it's from Sweden and New York respectively. Awful Records will be raving it up.
MHD.
It's going to be a turn up, and it's from the Friday the 9th until Saturday the 18th of June.
Let's go. Beautiful.
So should we get into a quick song, shall we?
Yes, okay, let's do that, and then we'll come back and play a little game.
Let's go. My story. This is me. Yeah. Young lion, heart of a mayor, major player in the city of Naira paper. We said prayers 5 times a day. Our hearts hate Satan to our dying day. He came from a family of plenty brothers who showed him the ropes of my life in this joke. Next week headed to a new leaf. He's flying overseas. Make peace for his family. To migrate is innate when poverty is at your door, ready to immigrate. So he said his goodbyes, wishing he never told lies. Plans to survive with a baby on the ride. Young love never ends fair. Mothering a great seed he had put there. For Luke, fair skin, black and brown hair. Family of Christians, ready for warfare. But she was only 19. Plenty dreams, share her views. A young black queen. Fair bringing a shame to her family. Imagine this, the daughter of a preacher. Forbidden to give birth in a manger. Now they're French Nigerians, speaking je la vous, with no experience. Time to be vigilant, no one gives a toss about your immigrants. Impotence, we all stray from deliverance. Minutes tense. I'm getting bigger in this dark room. Only advice from God was to stay true and get money like a typhoon. Back outside to this jungle, the promised land is a hustle. Far from humble, constant hustle. Working cleaner in a hostel. Yishola will never pick up no tissue. Nah, he know the street well, like a referee official. Getting money, smoking weed with his peoples. And fuck the police and weasels. Government officials waving their legal pistols at your crystals. This life in the UK, as I immigrate, I'm juggling 4 jobs just to get paid. So what's the attraction? Is it my time or y'all start the contraction? Cause God told me life's like abortion. So whatever I do, choose action. Yeah. Meanwhile, for Lucas in distress, stressing, wondering why her son ain't delivered yet. She spent 20 hours in labor. Hey, it takes time for the arrival of a savior. Fulfill the prophecy of Jeremiah. Here comes the destroyer, son of a Zion soldier, solo trooper. Picked up the mic sober, left it lean. And when my dad left, I knew I had to chase the dream. Chase the dream. I saw colder nights and colder mornings. Going to school with 30p for spending. So I stole some donuts, sold to teachers. So I could buy my favorite pair of sneakers. I never failed exams, I had to pass. And then I found myself in uni fast. I remember how slow the fast days were. How slow the fast days, yeah. Picture this imaginary as I strike a fairy. Poetically imagine like a fairy. He who led eyes forgot that text slide.
different, I was led astray, blinded by the rules I obeyed. Eternally guilty is our souls, we're chasing what we think is the goal. That's all we know, that's all we see. And before I die, I'll leave you with my memories and the city of hopefuls. But when hope falls, they lose sight of perception, no more sense of affection. This life in the west side, to what extent can I express what's inside without being given a label? From the cradle to the cross, I shall fear no boss. For thy is the kingdom, power and the glory. Lend me your ears, let me tell you my story. Like a beggar at the feet of Jesus, when grace began, I'm only African, born to sin. They don't like my accent, they said I couldn't rap like I do. But what the hell have I done? I ran with my own style in this marathon. Half of these schoolboys couldn't last 20 minutes in my dissertation. Swore never to live my life serving no creation. We are all the same in Egypt. The way I see it, if we are all ghosts in the land of freedom, well, I put myself in my dad's shoes so I could understand his minefields. Part of me wanted to get to know the dude, honor the father, but Mel Pratt could be a killer, a murderer, in the eyes of progress, and I do all I know best, life in the West, yeah. Do all I know best, life in the West, life in the, do all I know best, life in the West, life in the West, do all I know best, do all I know best.
Well, that was LITW by African Boy.
Spell
it was
it with a K.
And we've got in the studio still.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, one thing great. That we just wanted to mention before we play our game was where you're playing mm-hmm. at this
what,
festival.
What date and where you're playing?
So, June the 10th.
So, that's Saturday.
Saturday. And it is in the... What is
Claw.
It? The Claw Ballroom. So basically, when you walk into the South Bank, you're just going to hear the music because it's
be
in the kind of
it.
Like auditorium part where people are just kind of before you go into the real festival hall. Da, 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 da. So just follow the bass.
You're on at 10:30, but
yes,
before
10:30.
You, Music Industry Talks, Carnival Party, Soul Wax,
easy.
And then African Boy turning up 10:30.
Party!
Close down the team.
Well, as you are performing at Meltdown Festival, we always play a little game, and it's generally quite tenuous, and as always, it is today. So we have compiled 7 clips of famous movie meltdowns.
I knew
you
it.
Right,
I just want to apologise in advance for this game.
This one. All you have to do is tell us where the clip comes from.
What?
Simple.
Which movie?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I'll give points away for if the actor, the
okay.
film, I'll give points galore. So let's play a game of... Meltdown.
Fucking hell.
Hey, this is some Nollywood stuff right here.
There are 7 clips. Pen's at the ready, because here's clip number 1.
Do you know what everyone says about you? They say that you're a homeschooled jungle freak who's a less hot version of me.
Okay, what film is that?
Dunno, Cinderella.
Tell me the film, tell me the actor, if you, I'll give you points, just loads of stuff. Just write it down. Matt Harley, I think, is going to come into his
I
own.
Do not, I know this film.
Well,
you have to write it down. When
oh,
you
oh, oh,
it.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, yeah, sorry, there's 7 clips. Okay, so okay. Here's clip number 2.
Okay. I can't even hear that.
I'll turn it up a bit for you. Okay, what film is that? Or what actor is that? Tell me.
Wait, play it one more time.
So this is, you all know this film
okay.
100%, Larry.
Well,
okay, here's number
know.
3.
You see what happens, Larry? This is what happens when you feed us.
What?
Okay.
You see what happens, Larry? This is what happens when you feed us.
Write down film. You've got plenty of films to choose from,
yeah,
haven't you? Write down a film.
Either.
Okay, you will know it. Here's number 4.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Come on now. That you
great
know.
Great line, but I don't have.
Yeah.
Play it one more time.
Boy knows this one.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Mm-hmm. Very famous film and very iconic character. Right. Okay.
Can't remember what it
number
is.
5.
Pork shit. Shit was nasty. How you doing, Mr. Nice Plant? Get your fucking ass in there.
I don't think
that sounds like somebody. I don't know.
Yeah.
See.
We all got something for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worm-headed sack of monkey shit. He is. Hallelujah. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol?
Okay. What film is that or actor is that, please?
know.
And final one. I think you probably all know this one.
Five in a glass case of emotion.
Reese looks like he's got this one in the bag. So, should we start giving out some points and some answers?
Can you play that last one again?
Yeah.
Five in a glass case of emotion.
Can you play the first one as well?
Can you just play all of them just one time?
Here's one.
You know what everyone says about you? They
got
say
a minute and a half,
you're a homeschool jungle freak who's a less hot version of me.
Okay.
So I know I'm, that I'm, fucking I'm, film, but I can't remember it. It's not
now.
Fair
this
now.
Is it. Let's do it quickly. Reese, what's number one?
I can't remember.
None. African boy.
Cinderella.
Cinderella, Harley.
It's Rachel McAdams and Mean
yes,
Girls.
Yes, ding ding.
Mean Girls. I know it was fucking
Harley's
Mean Girls.
Nailed that. What's number two, please? Anyone?
I don't know.
Anyone?
No.
Oh, it was Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction. That's what it was. Number three.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
I didn't have
Holly?
Anything. No,
that was actually The Big Lebowski with John Goodman playing Walter. You've seen that, Holly.
Yeah, I've seen both of those films like countless times.
Number four.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. What have you got, Holly?
No, I had Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, what did you say?
I had Ice Cube.
What character
Wait,
you say?
Number four.
Number four. I don't know.
What did you say it was a character as well, Reese?
Willy Wonka, but I can't remember his real name. What's his name? What's his real name?
Well, it's Gene Wilder, but Willy Wonka, so you get 2 points there. Clip five, what is it? What is it?
I wrote Ice Cube as well.
Yeah, okay.
Ice Cube.
Yeah, do you know what film? I mean, you'll get a point, but do you know what film it's from?
Straight Out of Compton.
22 Jump Street. Clip number six.
I didn't get anything for that.
This may not have even heard of this. It was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing it. That's my mum's favourite Christmas film.
Okay, and number seven, I imagine you got this one.
Anchorman,
no?
And it was Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, well, I got Will Ferrell.
Okay, and did you get anything? That was 2 points for Reese, 1 point for Harley. Did you get Anchorman, Harley?
Yeah,
of course
Anchorman.
You did. So, Anchorman Boy, you have got one, which is very respectable. Jeez. Reese, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Harley, 1, 2, 6. It's a tie!
Oi, oi!
So...
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
That's when his dog's been thrown off, kicked off the bridge, isn't it?
Well, that's been a lovely show today, hasn't it?
It has been a lovely show today. Yeah. We'll thank African Boy for coming in. Will you be able to tell us where we can get you on the socials and where we can find your music?
Just hit up that Google bar. African Boy, spell it with a K. That's it.
I love it.
Okay. All right, thank you very much, and we'll be back next week with Michael Payne.
I believe so. We're not sure who's.
Yeah, we're not making
week,
any promises.
But Hannah Witten is up next. She's got Lucy Moon and Lena Norms in the studio.
What, Lena Norms?
Lena Norms. Yeah, she's got.
Beautiful.
That's a good show, guys.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Bye.
How many times you've been had, and I wonder how many plans have gone bad. I wonder how many times you had sex, and I wonder, do you know who'll be next? I wonder. Wonder I do. About the love you can't find, and I wonder about the loneliness that's mine. I wonder how much going have you got, and I wonder about your friends that are not. I wonder I do. About the tears in children's eyes, and I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder, and worry my friend. I wonder. Wonder, don't you? Times you've been had, and I wonder how many dreams have gone bad. I wonder
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.